I've told you that this story before. I've broke and sprained ankles 7 times.
Damn.
I think 8 actually. But the worst one was I was running and I was about 2.5 miles because I know I was doing a 5 mile loop then at the time, like 3 times a week or whatever. And I'm the farthest point I can be from my home.
Of course.
And this is 95, 94, way before cell phones. And I stepped in a pothole when I was running. And I mean, my ankle just snapped in half. And I was on a kind of a remote road where there were really no homes.
Yeah.
So I crawled on the road. I remember it was raining that day.
Of course it was.
And I don't know, man, if you've ever put knees to pavement or just sometimes knees to hardwood, man, you can only do it for so long.
Right.
I really only had one leg to push with. And my foot is dangling. It's like I'm dragging it. I'm like, oh, God. So I pull myself. And of course, the first house I come to has like 2 sets of steps that get up to the front porch of the house, like one to the yard and then another set to the porch. I crawl up this home, and I think I was doing mornings at the time, so I might have been home by noon or something like that.
Yeah.
Either way, the fact that someone was home and not at work was amazing.
It's good, yeah.
So I'm knocking on the door, I'm banging on the door. I'm on my hands and knees. And
not a great look when someone opens the door.
No, yeah, this guy cracks the door a little bit and looks down. I'm like, sir, I need your help. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I just twisted my ankle, man. Bad. I stepped in that pothole. He's like, oh, yeah, a big pothole. I'm like, yes, the big pothole. I stepped in it. He knew the pothole. And he's like, oh, man, that looks messed up. I said, is there any way you could give me a ride back home? He was cool enough to give me a ride back home. Again, it was raining. I'm soaking wet.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm in no business being in someone else's car, but I've got mud all over my knees. I've crawled for, you know, what seemed like a mile. It was probably, I don't know, 100 yards. Anyway, so I get home, and I know I got to go to the hospital. It's my left ankle. And I had a stick shift at the time. And the first road that I had to get on was a lot like Aurora. So it's an old U.S. highway, and I'm going to take myself to North Arundel, which is up on 100. So I start going. I don't have that far to go, but every single light I hit turned red. Now,
and you're in a manual?
I'm driving.
That's a lot of stop
and go traffic. I'm driving a car with a clutch, and I'm having to take my hand and push down on my knee to get the clutch down to get into gear.
Right.
And I mean, every time I did this, I just screamed out in agony. And there was absolutely no way that I could not get a green light to save my life. So I finally pull into the hospital. This is messed up, actually. I pulled into the hospital where I saw an emergency exit on the side of the building. Emergency room.
All right.
So I pull into that little roundabout there, and I open the door, and I crawl up to the door. It's a double glass door. It should be automatic. There is a sign on the door that says, emergency room has been moved to the other side of the building.
No!
True story. So I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be. I'm banging on the door. There's nobody on that side of the hospital. I'm like, oh, God. I crawl back to my car, and I pull around to where the new emergency room is on the other side of the hospital, pull into there, and there are a couple EMTs. They just dropped someone off, and I open the door, and I'm like, brother, I need your help bad, man. I was like, is there any way that you can just park my car, man, in the spot? Because I pulled up like right in front of the double doors. I'm like, he's like, yeah, man, sure, I'll park your car. So he parks the car for me, comes back in, gives me the keys, looks at my ankle and goes, oh, man. And I hadn't been really helped yet. So he gets a wheelchair, puts me in the wheelchair, sets me up and all that stuff. And I finally got, you know, whatever, cast and all that crap. But I mean, every light turned red.
Of course.
Like they couldn't time out one of them. Not one of them the entire way. And then, of course, you know, you got to get into gear again. So I'm like, it's like three gears.
Right.
To at least get into third, you know, to make sure I'm going like, I don't know, highway speed. I mean, I was just, it was like one thing after another. And by the time I got home, my wife at the time was like, what in the hell happened to you? Where you been, man? Because I was supposed to be home. Again, this is the days before cell phones and everything else. I didn't even, at the time, I didn't even have a work number. Like, I never it just wasn't that era where, you know, like,
yeah,
I'll be home at 5, 6 o'clock. I'll see you there. You go to work, you come home, and that's pretty well the end of it.
The good old days.
Yeah. But, man, I could have used your help that day. But Jesus Christ.
Well, even back then, though, if you missed something you were supposed to do, it was just accept it.
Right. There's
like
no way
now
you can
with
reach
cell
out.
Phones, it's like you got to have some excuse or something. It's like maybe just something happened.
40 takes, 500 calls. Just like, come on, man.
But I do have a superstition that I've always kept, which is every time something like this happens to me, I look at those crutches, and they're like, they weren't like the good metal ones. They're just the wooden ones that they kind of give you. I'm sure you pay for them. But
you do.
Keep them in a closet, you know, and I go through a closet, moving stuff out or whatever. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get rid of these crutches. And then I swear to Christ, within a matter of weeks, I have broken or sprained another ankle.
Yeah.
I've done this probably 3 or 4 times in various moves.
Don't get rid of crutches if they give you crutches, man.
They could be sitting in a closet for 2 years. I'm moving to a different apartment. I'm like, I don't need these anymore. Throw them away. I will trip on the steps going into that apartment, loading crap in, and break or spray my ankle again. So I do have a pair of crutches that I have not gotten rid of, that I've kept since the last time. And I'm on about a 10-year, 11-year, 12-year streak.
I have a pair in my home.
I got a pair in my garage. I had them for like 20 years. Yeah. And my wife, when we were kind of redoing the house, she's like, should we keep these? I said, yes. I said, if we don't, we both know that you would take them out to the dumpster or something and then trip on your way back here. Just as a game. Just keep them in the garage.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, putting garlic up to keep vampires away.
It's almost like my good luck charm from not injuring myself. Yeah. Just keep a hold of the crutches.
Just keep the crutches. I'll tell you my issue right now, man. So my dog blew out her ACL. And then as common as that is, they only do surgeries on this on certain days. And because it is common, those days get booked out. So we had to wait like 6 weeks, right? We finally got it done Thursday, Friday. I don't remember which day, but it's just last week. But we took her in for a right ACL. And they said, look, man, when your dog blows out an ACL, there's a really good chance they're going to blow out the other one because they overcompensate. So we understand that. So the dog gets to the vet. They call us to say, yeah, we know she was here for the right ACL, but because she's overcompensated so much, we need to do her left ACL first. That's the bad one. So we're like, fine, do what you got to do. My dog, there's nothing naturally calm about her. Like, if she's not asleep, then she's very alert. That's just how it is. But they're like, hey, just keep her calm. Don't let her run. I'm just like, that's like telling the kid, hey, climb in the pool, whatever you do, don't breathe. Don't ever come up for air. We're like, we will do our best. So we have to give her 1.5 times the dose of keep him calm medication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But either she is dead asleep because she's on that medication, or she's losing her mind. So my wife's already made arrangements with Amazon, like, do not deliver to the front door. Because if you go to the front door, the dog could be on fire. She's going to make it a point to be at the front door and lose her mind. So we're trying to keep her still. She's got the cone on her head and all this kind of thing. But her leg is proving to be a freaking nightmare right now. The good news out of this, they said maybe they won't have to do surgery on the right one. The right one apparently might be able to correct itself in the time it takes for her left one to heal up. But I'm like, this is supposed to be like 6 weeks of this, man.
That's cheap. 6 weeks of that dog?
Of that dog specifically. Like, keep her calm. So the stupid thing is, I guess Saturday night, my wife had promised my daughter she would order her yakisoba noodles. My daughter's very specific about these things. But at the time that it came up, I guess all those places were closing. Whatever. So Sunday, my daughter says something about yakisoba noodles. I know nothing about this. My wife's like, crap, right? I promised her we'll order them. A little bit earlier in the afternoon. That's literally all we ordered, Ryaki soba noodles, which seems ridiculous, but hey, that's how we're rolling. All we can do, and it was a family affair, like, listen, when you hear that car come up the driveway, we have to distract the dog, because if she knows someone is going to the door, she's going to tear up the couch. It will not matter what's wrong, but she's going to make it worse. Basically, I had to sit outside for like 5 minutes. It's like anything when they're delivering. They're just
Are they any good?
The Ryaki soba noodles?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They were actually really good, man. They were super
I don't think
good.
I've ever had them.
I don't remember. You probably have. You just didn't know they were yakisoba noodles. Because I don't know
I
what they were
like them
until
they
I had
have
them.
I mean, they're fine. They just have kind of a weird flavor to me.
I mean, look, she thinks they're the greatest thing on earth. They're like, yeah, yakisoba noodles for you.